If you have your Bible today, please turn to Proverbs 31. Let's look at a couple of verses there, 10 and 11, and then 28 through 30. Proverbs 31, verses 10 and 11 first. A wife of noble character who can find, and of course you could substitute their mother, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. And then 28 through 30, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Let us pray. Our Father, we are thankful today for the privilege it's ours of being in your house again. We're thankful, God, for mothers, for those who have lived a godly life, have been an influence, a strong influence to their children, and have established a home of love where, Lord, people love you and love each other. We just pray, God, that many more mothers would see the responsibility, God, of being the proper kind of mothers that you want them to be. Bless, lead, guide, and direct us in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray it. Amen. Now, today, of course, is Mother's Day, the day that we have set aside nationally, and actually many other countries of the world honor this day. We pay tribute to our mothers. We praise them because of all the wonderful things that they have done for us. Someone has said, and I would agree with this, that being a mother is the greatest responsibility in the world, but it's also the greatest honor in the world. And certainly it is. And I would say that today, the times that we live in, certainly motherhood is a challenge. Being a good mother, being a godly mother, but it's certainly important that you do that. But I would say that it's a challenge because in today's world, we have blended families, we have extended families, and we have multi-generational families many times. You know, many couples are married for the second time, and both of them already have children. That blends two families together. Then you have extended families. We have a lot of families now in which there are several generations that either the grandparents or other family members have had to take on the responsibility of raising their relatives' children. And certainly, God can be with you as you do these things. And of course, we live in a world that is full of sin. And I would say that it's more important than ever that mothers be the mothers that God would have them to be. Now, when I think of Mother's Day, it's always very special to me because of two reasons. I have two special mothers in my life. First, there was my natural mother, who had a very strong influence on me, who loved me in spite of myself sometimes, I'm sure. But she loved me in a very special way. She lived a Christian life before me. She taught me the importance of prayer, of reading the Bible, of attending church. And, of course, I will always appreciate her and love her because she did those things, especially during my formative years, and I have not forgotten them even today. Another mother that I have just as much respect for is the mother of my children, Jewel. We had a Christian home. We have a Christian home ourselves, but our sons were saved at a young age. And today they're both serving the Lord. Today they both have strong marriages and strong families themselves. And I give Jewel a lot of credit for that because she has been a very strong influence in their life. And I'll appreciate that always as I think about motherhood indeed. And of course, again, we should appreciate mothers for all that they have done for us in the past and all that they're probably doing for us today. It started out when you were born. And of course, before you were born, they had to carry you for 9 months. But they fed you, they changed you, they kissed away your hurts, they dried up your tears. They loved you in a special way. They believed in you probably when other people might have doubted you indeed. So we appreciate mothers for that. Someone has said this, that I love my mother and I appreciate her because she has taught me some of the most valuable lessons of life. And here he said, here are some of the things that she taught me. She taught me the importance of foresight and preparation. She said, anytime you leave, make sure that you have nice underwear on in case you're in an accident. Number two, maturity. Eat all your vegetables or you'll never grow up. She taught me about prayer. You better pray that spill comes out of the carpet very easily. She taught me about contradictions. Shut your mouth and eat your dinner. She taught me to be a contortionist. That means to twist around in a crazy area. She said, look at that dirt on the back of your neck. Just that's very terrible. Taught me about perseverance. You're going to sit there until you eat all of your broccoli. About genetics. You are just like your father. And here's one that my mother used to say. This is about avoiding peer pressure. She said, if everybody else stuck their head in the fire, would you stick your head in the fire as well? Well, and here's another one she said too about weather. It looks like a tornado has gone through your room. My mother used to say that. By the way, matter of fact, she said, it looks like a tornado has gone sideways through your room. Being a mother requires a lot of patience. Just like a lady once who was doing her shopping in a supermarket, she was pushing a little cart around and she had a two-year-old in the car in the child seat. And this two-year-old was acting up, was throwing a fit. And she had lost her temper because she did not get something that she wanted in one of the aisles. Her mother wouldn't let her have it. So she was crying and yelling and screaming and all of this. And the mother was constantly saying, be calm, Ellen. Take it easy, Ellen. We're going to be through here in just a while. Just be patient, Ellen. Just be patient as you possibly can. She kept saying those things and the child kept crying. Well, anyway, she was in a long line at the register, and finally she got up to the register, and the lady there was standing there, and she said, listen, she said, I just want to commend you for being so patient with little Ellen. And the lady looked at her kind of strangely, and she said, I am Ellen. Mothers have to be patient sometimes, and I'm sure that we have all tried our mother's patience from time to time. Our first point today is this. The importance of motherhood is in the Scripture. As a matter of fact, it's throughout the Bible. Several people in the Bible were the kind of mothers that God wanted them to be, and they influenced their children to be successful for the Lord, to accomplish great things for the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the mothers that was very strong, was the kind of mother that God commends and God wants all mothers to be, was a lady named Jochebed. Now, this was the mother of Moses, and she lived in a very difficult time because Pharaoh had become concerned about the number of the Israelites. He expressed concern to some of his associates, and he said, if we don't do something about these Israelites, they're increasing in numbers, they're going to be more numerous than we are, and they're going to take over our power, and we cannot have that. So he gave a decree that all the male babies of the Hebrews would be killed at birth. And he told the midwives to kill them once they as they came out of the mother. But the midwives refused to do this. But still, it was a very dangerous time. It was a very difficult time to have children, especially a male Hebrew child, but she had one. But the Bible says about her and her husband as well, it says, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months and after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's order. In other words, they trusted God. They believed God. They saw that this was a child that God had given to them. This was a responsibility that they had to train him in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And they were going to do this regardless of what the king or anybody else said. And I would say that that Jochebed and her husband were very effective parents. Jochebed was a very effective mother because the Bible says this. When Moses came to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing to suffer affliction with the children of Israel rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So in other words, she had instilled the kind of values in him. She had taught him about the kingdom of God to the degree that he was willing to give up all that power, all that recognition. And by the way, he was in line to become the next Pharaoh himself or the ruler of Egypt. But he gave it all up because he considered the kingdom of God more important indeed. That's the kind of teachings that this mother put in Moses. And I would say that there's a lesson here for modern mothers, because just as Pharaoh was wanting to destroy all of the Hebrew children, Satan wants your children today, mothers. Don't ever forget that. He would like to control their minds. He would like to control their thoughts. He would like to do everything that he possibly can to get them away from the kingdom of God and to do the things that not God wants them to do or you want them to do. Instead, he wants them to do the things that Satan would want them to do. He would want them to become alcoholics. He would want them to become involved in drugs or any other kind of sin. Satan, don't ever forget, is out for your children today. So let's hide them behind the cross. Let's apply the blood of Jesus Christ by faith. Let's teach them the importance of serving God. Let's have the shield of faith in their lives and all these other things that would protect them from some of the dangers that our society throws before them today. So Jochebed was a very good and very godly mother. Another mother that the Bible speaks highly of is Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel. Now, Hannah was married. She had been married for a number of years. She desired children, but she could not have any children. And she was very concerned about being barren. She was very concerned that she could not have children. She wondered why, and she prayed, and she trusted God, but still she had to be very patient. But she prayed so earnestly. She was in the temple that Samuel actually thought that she was had a drinking problem. But of course, she was just crying. She was brokenhearted. She was crying out to God. And she made God this promise as a mother. And this is not an easy promise to make, I'm sure. She said, if you will give me a son, if you'll give me a child, I'll give that child back to you. And of course, that ought to be the attitude of every one of us, because your children are not yours. Not really. You just have them temporarily. They belong to God. You have a temporary time in their life that you can teach them, and you must be doing those things. And of course, they're your children always, but still, they ultimately belong to God. Give them to God. Give them to His service. Pray that God will use them effectively, and He will, of course. But the Bible says that God finally answered her prayer, and He gave her a son named Samuel. And when Samuel was just little, she taught him the things of God, the importance of serving Him. But when he was about 5 years old, she took him to the temple. And she said to Eli, the priest, she said, this is the son that God has given to me. I promised that I would give him back to God for His service. And said, you take him here and you use him in this temple. You train him here. Let him be a servant of God. And the Bible says she only got to visit him once a year. And every year she would make him a coat and bring it to him. She loved him. She taught him. And Samuel ultimately became the high priest himself. He was a great servant for the Lord Jesus Christ. Another mother that the Bible speaks very highly of, and we don't normally associate her with good motherhood, but she was Bathsheba. Now, we know that she had a very bad start. We know that she did something very evil. She committed adultery with David the king. But we know this, that in spite of that very bad start and that evil beginning, she turned out to be a very strong mother who taught her son Solomon to the extent that he became a very great and powerful king. As a matter of fact, you read the book of Proverbs, and Solomon wrote those. That's some of the wisest sayings that have ever been. And Solomon is regarded as a very wise man. And I'm sure that it was Bathsheba that partly instill those values and that wisdom in him. Rahab was a very good mother. Now, Rahab is not mentioned extensively in the Bible. We're not given a lot of details about Rahab, but we do know this, that she lived in the city of Jericho. She was a prostitute, but by faith she hid the spies when Joshua sent them in. And the Bible says because of her faith, because of her commitment to the Lord, that God delivered her from Jericho, and she became a great mother in that she is recognized in the lineage of Jesus Christ himself. So every mother can be an effective mother, can be a godly mother, can train their children the way that God wants them to. And of course, it would not be proper to mention mothers without mentioning Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. Now, was she divine? No, she was not. Was she perfect? No, she was human. Is she to be worshipped? No, because she's just like us. She had her faults and she had her failures, I'm sure. But in spite of all of that, she was entrusted by God himself to raise his son, to nurture and to train his own son. And God does not take that responsibility lightly. He has placed a responsibility upon you to raise your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. They might be the kind of people that you'd want them to be. You say, well, he was Jesus. He was perfect, but he was also human. And he needed human training. He needed human direction. He needed people to correct him sometimes. And of course, Mary was that influence, a very special influence in his life. And we find this because she was a very special mother. She was willing to give up her son. Don't forget this, that when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says that Mary was one of those that was standing by, and she was watching her son literally die for the sins of mankind. The terrible suffering, the pain, that terrible ordeal, he was slapped, he was persecuted, all these terrible things that happened to him, that was her son. Imagine that was your son. How would you feel? And he was only 33 years old, but he was dying. So that had to have broken her heart, but still she stood by the cross. And the Bible says this, that while Jesus was on the cross, there was only seven sayings of Christ on the cross, but one of those concerned his mother. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple, the Bible says in John chapter 19, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved, meaning John, he said to John, here is your mother. And from that time on, he took her to his home. So Jesus took the time because he loved his mother, because he appreciated what she had done for him, to make sure that she was cared for once he was gone indeed. So mothers play an important part in the life of their children. You can instill values in your children that will stay with them throughout their entire life. And they might get out there and you think that they have forgotten all about those things. But the Bible says once you implant those values in them, they will stay with them forever. That's very important indeed. Point number two today, mothers have a God-given responsibility. Many responsibilities, actually. A God-given responsibility, though. First of all, to love the Lord. Mothers, you have that responsibility. First, we all have that responsibility to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Mothers have the responsibility of loving their husbands, of establishing a strong home and a strong marriage. Certainly, it takes the cooperation of both, but mothers play a very important role there. You have the responsibility to love your children, to establish a home where love is preeminent, where there's respect, where there's appreciation for each other. And, you know, if a child does not get love in their home, if they do not get it there, if they do not feel that they're loved there, they'll go somewhere else seeking for love in all the wrong places, as the song goes. They'll get out there in the world and the first person that comes by and says, let's do this because I love you, they'll fall for that if they haven't been loved very strongly at home. If they don't know what true love is in the home, if they don't learn it there, they'll learn it out there in the world. And I would say as far as a God-given responsibility to love their children that He has given to you, let's realize this, that love should never stop regardless of what they do. Now, your child might disobey you. They might go the way of the world instead of the way that you have taught them. They might get out there far away from God and far away from your teachings. But your love for them and your concern for them must never, ever stop. As a matter of fact, I would say that your love for them needs to be even stronger if they get out there and are not doing those things. Did the father ever stop loving the prodigal son? No, it did not. He did not. And remember, he had a mother as well. And I'm sure that there was love in that home is one of the things that brought the prodigal back home. Number two, mothers have a God-given responsibility to influence their children, spiritually speaking. Now, an influence should be this. You shouldn't influence your child simply by what you say, but what you do, because that is much more vital. If you just say the right things, do this because I've said it, or do this because the Bible said it, and of course that's extremely important, but you don't do those things yourselves, you're not going to have a lot of credibility. They're not going to believe you very long. But I'll guarantee you this, if you will say, follow me as I follow Christ, if you'll say, praying is important and they see you're on your knees, if you say having faith and going to church is very important and they see you going to church and they see you putting God first in your heart and your life, I guarantee you it will have a very strong impact upon their lives. They'll be much more likely to do the things that you tell them to do indeed. So you need to have a very strong influence by your words, yes, but the things that you do will have a much greater impact upon their lives. Thirdly, mothers have a responsibility, a God-given responsibility, to pray for their children, to spend time on their knees. And let your children, hear you praying. Pray with them. Pray for them. Pray that God will use their life to benefit the kingdom of God. And certainly there's nothing more important than that, because your prayers can help them to have wisdom. Your prayers can help them to make the right choices and to do the things that God would have them to do rather than the things that the world tells them they need to be doing indeed. And I would say this, if there's ever a time in the world that mothers need to see this responsibility of praying for their children, it is now. Because we live in what the Bible calls perilous times. We live in the last days. We live in the time the Bible says that people will be very far away from God. And we know that we live in a day and time in which everything of value, it seems of everything that's important, is under attack today. The church is, the home is, the name of God, the name of Jesus Christ, marriage is. Everything that's very important is under attack. And so it would behoove every Christian to be praying, especially mothers, to be praying for their children, that when they get out in the world, they'll hold on to the values that you have taught them. And of course, the Bible says this, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, the righteous can pray, and we need to be doing that because, as I said, the Bible says these are very dangerous times in which we live, that Satan is going to go about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He wants your children. He wants to be in their life. Pray very strongly that God will use them, that God will protect them, that God will help them to be the kind of people that he wants them to be. And of course, if a mother sees this responsibility, if they see the importance of love in their home, if they see the important responsibility of influencing their child for God, if they see the importance of praying, God is going to use them indeed in a great and mighty way. Now, thirdly, we should always give mothers something. This is Mother's Day, and I hope that you if you are fortunate enough, as I am, and by the way, my mother next month, June the 21st, will be 100 years old. Praise God for that. And by the way, she lives alone, and she's independent in more ways than one. But I praise God for her, and I cannot express enough appreciation for what she's done for me and what she continues to do. I thank God for her life, as I've told you many times before. There are many things that we can give to our mother, though, and first of all is the things that they gave to us. We need to give them love. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. He gave his mother love and concern. Now, he was there in pain and terrible pain and terrible excruciating pain. Yet, he was not concerned about that. He was concerned about his mother. He loved her. He appreciated her. He commended her. He took care of her. And though he's dying for the sins of the world, he has time for his mother and expresses his love to her. And I think that your mother, if you're fortunate enough as I am to have your mother alive, you ought to tell her how much you love her. Because, you know, sometimes we say, well, what can I give my mother for Mother's Day? I guarantee you tell her you love her and she will appreciate that as much as anything. She'll appreciate that as much as any kind of gift. Just make sure that you tell her you love her. And don't have this male mentality, and I have it myself sometimes, that said, well, you know, I don't have to say that because she already knows it. I say that about my wife sometimes. Well, I told her I loved her, you know, last year, I think it was, or something like that. But constantly tell people in your life that you love them, that you appreciate them, and especially your mother. Tell her that because she always likes to hear that today. And show her you love her. Don't just say the words. Put your arms around her and hug her. Give her a kiss. She'll appreciate that as much as anything that you can possibly give her, indeed. Mothers do so much for us. They've done so much. They fed us, they've clothed us, they've trained us, they've changed us. They've done so much. And they continue to do a lot of things. Perhaps you've heard the story of a teacher once who was going to teach his children a lesson. And he was going to teach them about magnets. But anyway, he got up into the class and he said this, I'm going to teach you something today, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but he said it's a six-letter word. It starts with an M, and it picks up things. And somebody said, you're going to teach us about mothers. Well, that's what mothers do. They pick up things. I remember seeing a cartoon strip once. And it showed this man who came home from work, and he was standing just inside the front door, and he had dropped his little briefcase, and he was looking around, and it was an open room there. It was the family room there, and you could see the kitchen and all of this. And everything in that house was in disarray. There was clothes on the floor. There was toys on the floor. One baby was standing over here crying in the corner. The other little boy was just a little bit older, and he was marking on the walls with crayons. And the dog was chasing the cat, and things were falling off the wall, and just dirty dishes everywhere, and just total chaos, as I said. And the father says, what in the world is going on here? And the mother responds this way. She said, every day when you come home, she said, you ask me, what did I do today? Like I didn't do anything. She said, I decided not to do anything today so you could see what I do each and every day. And you know, that's true. That's true many times. They do so very much for us, and we ought to love them and appreciate it indeed. So we ought to love our mothers. We ought to appreciate them. We ought to honor them. Exodus 20 and 12, and of course this is one of the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother that your days may be long upon the earth in which the Lord has given to you. And that honor is to be given to them lifetime. As I said, my mother is virtually 100, and you believe you me. She says something strongly enough, till this day I pay attention, I honor her, I respect her because of the position that she holds in my life. And then fifthly, this is saying virtually the same thing. We need to listen to our mothers. We do need to listen to them. I read an article once about this lady. She said, well, you know, said my mother's old now. And said, when every time I call her, she said, I don't really like to stay on the phone very long. I don't like to listen to her because all she tells me is about my aches and pains. And another lady said, listen, she said, my mother was taken from me several years ago. She said, I wish I could just talk to my mother just one time. We need to listen to our mothers because when you were little, they took time to listen to you. Maybe you didn't have anything that seemed that important, or was really that important, but it was important to her. She listened to you, and you ought to appreciate that very much. Fourthly, I would say, will you be a mother who honors God in every way? Mothers, we'd like to thank you for your love, for your influence, for your prayers. We'd like to thank you for all that you've done for us. And I would say this, we're going to ask you to continue to do those things, not just in the physical sense, but we're going to ask you to continue to be a mother of love, to be a mother of prayer, to be a mother of influence, because I'll guarantee you, if our world is ever to get any better, if there's any hope for the world, one of our great hopes is in motherhood, for mothers to be godly, to mothers to teach their children, to mothers to be everything that God wants us to be. You do that, and we'll be blessed in many ways. You'll be blessed for doing it, and God will honor your efforts. Your children will be blessed. We'll have a better world in which to live. We'll be a stronger church. We'll be more effective for the kingdom of God. Godly mothers, praise the Lord for all of you. Let us pray. Our Father, we're thankful today for your love to us. We're thankful for the blessings of life. We're thankful for mothers, God, for those who love you, for those who have served you, for those who, God, have taught their children, have realized their responsibilities, and they've been a great influence in our lives, and we thank you for them. And we just pray, God, that you'd give us more mothers who will put you first in their heart and their life, who will build a strong home, who will teach their children important values. Bless us, we do pray. As your heads are still bowed and your eyes are still closed, how many of you would you like to say today, how many of you would say to me today, I'd like to be a godly mother. I'd like to be a strong mother for the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you just raise your hand and say, pray for me that God will use me for His honor and for His glory. May God bless you. Let us pray once more. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your love. We do thank you for mother's love. We do thank you, God, for the things that they have taught us, for the blessing that they are in our life. We just pray that all mothers would see the responsibility of loving you, of loving their family, of teaching them those godly values that will make their children and themselves very strong. Guide and direct us in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray it. Amen.